This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we've got Tito Howard, the documentary filmmaker, investigative journalist, PhD in modern military affairs and history. And later this week, we're going to have Captain Boston, who is involved with the cover-up under orders from LBJ and others, coming on. We're going to line up some admirals and hopefully some of the survivors that we've had on in years past. Now it's broken big news because such big guns in government are telling the truth about it. And again, Tito Howard, kicking off this investigative report, because we're going to do several of these this week, is joining us. We got loaded phone lines, a lot of patient listeners. 1967, during the Six-Day War, June 8th, 1967, over a dozen Israeli fighter bombers, six attack torpedo boats, attack the ship. But by the grace of God, it didn't sink. Most highly decorated, highest number of casualties in U.S. History for any one ship and one attack. The captain was given the Congressional Medal of Honor in secret, and now the cover-up's coming out. But the bigger cover-up is that the U.S. government controlled that ship, meant to sink it, to blame it on Egypt. And I've talked to the survivors, Tito Howard, the admirals on the show. I've been talking about this for 4 or 5 years, I guess. They agree this is part of a New World Order takeover system, basically government-sponsored terrorism. It's the same M.O. over and over again. Tito, you ready to go to some of these calls? Great, let's do it. Let's talk to Darren in Colorado. Darren, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
I'd like to wish you both a wonderful day, and it's a privilege to be here with you. I am usually in lockstep with the views you espouse, Alex, but I got to take issue with this one. My rudimentary knowledge of the attack on the USS Liberty is that it was our highest technologically advanced surveillance ship of the day. And what they were doing were monitoring the Israeli army's communications, and they were beaming those to the Arab assailants against Israel.
That's just not true. That's just not true. The Liberty was there to monitor everything in the Middle East. We were not taking sides in the conflict, certainly not openly. But there is strong feelings that there are people inside our government that helped set the Liberty up, as Alex had mentioned. But this argument has been used a lot to denigrate the argument of this brave crew.
Well, let me ask the caller a question.
2 hours.
Tito, let me ask the caller a question. So is it good that they didn't allow the planes to go defend it? Is it good they strafed the lifeboats in the water because this would have, because they were, quote, helping the Arabs?
My understanding.
So now Americans come second. Okay, I got you.
My understanding is that the Israelis' hand was forced, because they needed to knock that ship out. And their only aim was to disable its monitoring capability, not to sink it, not to kill Americans.
That's why you shoot it with a torpedo and blow a 42-foot hole in it and have thousands of cannon holes.
And a 2-hour and 15-minute attack.
I guess strafing the lifeboats is to stop them from using a ham radio to warn the Arabs.
I mean, even this heartstring tugging rehashment of all the survivors, just the fact that there are all these survivors gives credence to my contention.
The highest casualties per capita ever. What are you?
70% casualties, man. And we never, I think it's important for this gentleman to understand.
This is sick.
That on the 8th of June, all the fighting was done. The Israelis had won the war actually by the evening of the 6th. And they realized that if you took all of the Arab military from Morocco to Kuwait, at that point in history, they could defeat them.
Hey, I tell you
what. But they did not yet have the Golan Heights.
Got a break. I tell you what, stay there, Darren, okay? Are you there, buddy? Okay, Darren, don't hang up. I want to talk to you on the other side. I mean, you talk about psychological gymnastics to make excuses for this. But I guess you're not saying that the Liberty was intentionally attacked. Now it's because their hands were tied. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses, populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, later this week, we have a bunch of the survivors of the USS Liberty. We have some of the officers involved in the cover-up under Johnson's orders who talked to him. And all these years, we have the filmmaker, Tito Howard, been researching this for years, on with us, Loss of Liberty filmmaker, and we got loaded phones, we're about to go back to your calls. All these years, oh no, Israel didn't know, it was a mistake on identity, it's a conspiracy theory to say that. Now the people involved in the cover-up have gone forward with incredible honor. And so this caller, Darren, says, well, the Israelis had their hand forced, as the war was ending, to go ahead and, you know, try to sink this ship. Or no, they didn't try to sink it. I guess that's why they strafed the lifeboats. I mean, I have the psychological gymnastics of rationalizing this. You know, it's like rationalizing Bill Clinton bombing Oklahoma City, or the connections with the U.S. government and Al-Qaeda. I mean, we've had Israeli writers on to talk about the Israeli government killing Yitzhak Rabin. I guess, you know, I mean, can Israel do something wrong? You know, I focus mainly on the U.S. government using Israel to do this, to expand the war into Egypt, which they wanted to do. That's what the evidence shows. But, Darren, to have you here defending this atrocity and saying, oh, that's why there wasn't that many casualties, when it's record casualties, and talking about heartstrings here, and the admiral threatening the sailors on board the ship, keep your mouth shut or you're going to prison. Go ahead, defend yourself, Darren. I'm amazed by your statements.
Well, we may have lost Darren, but let me just say this.
Well, hold on. Is Darren not there?
I'm right here.
Go ahead, Darren. Talk.
The Jews, when you do the math, should have lost that war. They did everything they had to do to win, and even to this day, it's a miracle they overcame the numbers they were up against.
No.
So LBJ saying, I don't care if they all die, so what? That's a good thing? Or
they needed to do what they had to do.
There was no military necessity for the Israelis to do anything.
Wait a minute, I thought it was an accident. Hold on. Israel always said it was an accident. Are you saying they're lying?
I'm saying that both governments sought to let this thing stay underneath a rug.
Why didn't they just pull the ship out? That's ridiculous. The White House knew it was Israel attacking it. Why didn't they just call the ship out of there? That's the president. They wanted to sink that ship to blame it on Egypt.
The Americans were helping the Arabs. That's what that
ship
was doing.
No, that's not true.
I've talked to people. Just, we were shipping the Israelis all the weapons. That's insane.
Well, we weren't sending that many weapons at that time. They're mostly dependent on French weapons. But it is very true that we knew that there would be an Israeli victory. It wasn't a surprise. And they wiped out 80% of the Egyptian Air Force on the ground, the same numbers that we lost at Pearl with the non-carrier Pacific Fleet. We lost 80%. The war was over, except that the Israelis wanted the Golan Heights and all of the West Bank, which they took.
I am by no means a scholar on this subject.
Well, it don't pick up on Israeli spin because they're the best in the world at it. The truth is that was premeditated and deliberate, and I came upon this very honestly because I was told that by Admiral Thomas Moore in 1975, and that it was a premeditated and deliberate attack, and that was 5 months after he stepped down from being chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Daryl, have you seen the film?
What film?
My film, The Loss of Liberty.
Sir. No, sir, I have not.
Well, you should order a copy of the film and then present the argument. I've got Arleigh Burke in there. You remember the USS Cole that was attacked by terrorists in Yemen in October of 2000?
Yes, sir, I do.
That was one of 12 Arleigh E. Burke class of destroyers. That's how big a man he was to the Navy in this country. And he calls it an act of war and a deliberate attack. I've got 6 Medal of Honor heroes in that film. General Ray Davis, 4-star Marine General, Medal of Honor from the Chosen Reservoir.
Tito, let me ask this question. Because it's admitted that the Israelis strafed with the gunboats the life rafts. Why'd they do that?
No, the gunboats did, not the airplanes. I mean,
well, you said gunboats.
Yes, yes.
Why?
Well, because they didn't want any survivors. That's why later on there were 2 large Israeli helicopters, and one of the crew members took a photo of one of them, and I had the thing blown up, and that's when we discovered that it was first attacked by the Israeli Air Force, then by the Israeli Navy. These 2 helicopters were Israeli Army Commando helicopters, had 18 heavily armed men on, and they were sent there to finish it off.
Why did they turn back?
Because they picked up that American forces were finally on the way. It wasn't true, but it worked. It's an absolute miracle that ship survived. And the problem in the Middle East, as far as the American people is concerned, is that there is absolutely no causal relationship, no cause and effect for the things that Israel does. We just passed the 20th anniversary of 243 Marines, later 268 total, some dying from wounds, in Beirut, Lebanon. Our Marines would not have even been there if the Israelis had not lied to our government, saying they were going to go 20 kilometers into southern Lebanon, and they said they would not go to Beirut. They went to Beirut, an Arab capital.
Okay, let's not. I don't want to divert off into other subjects. We know.
Yeah, but it's the same thing.
Let me just stop you. We got a bunch of calls, Tito. I really appreciate you. Darren, any final comments?
When I first sought to educate myself on this subject, I listened to talk radio, and I called a couple prominent radio talk shows, and I found it to be such a contentious issue that they wouldn't allow the format on the air, the subject matter on the air.
Yeah.
When I was able to get people to engage me on it, my main references come from a writer named John Loftus.
John who?
John Loftus. And he wrote a book
called... all we're doing is going off the admirals and the captain of the ship and the witnesses and what's admitted. And I appreciate the call. We got to go to other callers. You need to get informed, sir.
Order the film.
Look, I'll criticize Germany, I'll criticize England, I'll criticize the U.S. government, I'll criticize Israel, I'll criticize anybody that does something wrong. I stand up against evil activities. And this was evil, leaving our men out there to die. And the real culprits here, even bigger than Israel, is LBJ and that Turkey McNamara and all the rest of them. Let's go to Mike in Arizona. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Mr. Howard, Alex. I was just amazed listening to the former apologist for Israel. But, you know, sadly, I think much of what he was saying comes right out of the pulpit of many of the evangelical churches in this country. This Israel worship is what it amounts to.
Yeah.
That says that we must bless Israel by turning a blind eye to every crime they commit, and I don't think that's what the Bible teaches. I mean, I know it doesn't teach that, but
That's what Jesus was doing when he was there criticizing the corruption of the establishment. I mean, all these governments. The Bible says the devil has the whole world in his sway, and let's go off the Bible. If the Antichrist is going to go take over Israel, we're going to be told to worship the Antichrist? I mean, this is ridiculous, but my whole point here is we have the facts of the USS Liberty, and people are still in denial about government-sponsored terrorism.
Yeah, for him to suggest that, well, look at how many survivors there were. Only two-thirds of them had injuries or were killed. It's like saying, look at all the survivors the Jewish survivors from World War II. Well, there couldn't have been any atrocities committed against the Jews.
No, it's just as callous as that is, you know.
Yeah. But let me ask you, there are a couple of serious questions I had.
Yeah.
At what stage of the Arab-Israeli war was the attack on the Liberty? Was it toward the beginning of the war?
Oh, no, the beginning of the war was the wee hours of June the 5th. The Israelis attacked in force. The Egyptians had been told earlier that day that there would not be a war, so they were sort of relaxed, and the Israelis knew it. The Israelis claimed that the Israelis had moved armor and infantry out of the Sinai into the Negev desert. It was a lie, and nobody's challenged that except some in the UN, but certainly not in our government. So they, under the guise of that excuse, wiped out 80% of the Egyptian Air Force. At that point, the war was really over. There's some cleanup stuff, and if you remember, the genesis of the 67 war had to do with the closing of the Gulf of Aqaba through the Straits of Turan near Sharm el-Sheikh.
Right.
And Newtant, who was then the UN guy, he ordered under Nasser's thing. Nasser wanted to pull back, I think it was 20 kilometers or whatever it was, and we told him, no, just take him out of Sinai, and that laid the groundwork. So we do not have very clean hands in that, and one has to remember that 6 years later, we were helping Israel so much that the Arabs made an oil embargo against us and Western Europe and everybody else, and it destroyed literally thousands of American companies.
Go, right, we got to move on. Anything else there, Mike?
Yeah, Alex. By the way, our policy changed dramatically when Kennedy was assassinated and Johnson took over.
Absolutely.
Suddenly this spigot opened up wide.
From white to black.
Did Israel ever fly combat missions against any of the Arab states without identification markings?
Never that I know of, except in this case.
Just this case.
That's my understanding.
And okay. The Joint Chiefs of Staff had taken specific control of that ship weeks before this happened and had it parked out there under their control, correct, Tito?
That's correct, and there were three messages that were sent by the the Joint Chiefs of Staff to the Liberty, and this is part of what Alex was referring to earlier, the setup of the Liberty, because the Joint Chiefs of Staff was trying to get the Liberty to move further offshore because it was getting through some of its intelligence in Tel Aviv and some other places that the Israelis were contemplating an attack on the Liberty. But all three of those messages got misrouted. One went to Port Laoudi in Morocco, one went to Crete, and one went to Subic Bay, our big Navy base at that time in the Philippines.
Folks,
none of them reached the Liberty until after the attack. That's outrageous.
We got a break. It's obvious, folks. Again, get past Israel, get past all this stuff. The United States government was doing this and controlling this. Do you understand that? To blame it on Egypt to expand the war. The Northwoods Plan. being activated. That's exactly what the Northwoods plan calls for, sinking a ship and blaming it on someone. We'll be back with more calls. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey replacement element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Get the Black Berkey filter elements, leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Have you found your business isn't quite as profitable as it was before the economy went south? Are new clients a little harder to come by lately? Well, maybe we can help. Advertise your business on the GCN Radio Network, and you'll soon find out why companies all across the country are experiencing a steady flow of new customers. It's not by coincidence, it's by design. At GCN, we can increase your business with an ad package that's built specifically for your particular product or service. Join the many satisfied advertisers on the GCN Radio Network who found out that the economy isn't so bad after all. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 106, for quotes or more information. That number again is 877-996-4327, extension 106. Everyone listens to radio. It's the most cost-effective way to increase business available. Don't wait around hoping for a stronger economy. The country might be slipping into recession, but your business doesn't have to. Call GCN today and get more customers tomorrow.
Folks, evil is evil, and government-sponsored terror is the norm, not the exception. And the evidence is crystal clear and hardcore that the Israeli and U.S. governments were trying to sink that ship to blame it on Egypt. And, I mean, it just shows the delusional nature with that caller, Darren, earlier. Darren, I'm not your enemy. I mean, you sounded like a nice guy, you know, saying, well, you know, they just wanted to break the antennas, and shows the low level of casualties. It's record casualties for the single ship. I mean, it just... Everything you said goes against the facts here. We're talking to Tito Howard, filmmaker. We're going to have some of the survivors on later this week with Tito. Elizabeth and Marilyn, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. This is really four-star radio investigative journalism, and I'm very grateful to you and Tito Howard. I look forward to the continuing series. If you recall, about 3 weeks ago, I phoned you that I was going to start a radio show on 840 WKDI in Annapolis, and it's on Fridays for a half hour after your show.
One of our great affiliates, God bless them. Go ahead.
Yes, and I think that you've inspired me quite a bit that this is the same wheel of evil that you've described there in the way you said that the precedents were set for the future provocateur and terrorism incidents, and like the Northwoods plan. And I think it's almost like a perfect closure today, Alex. Here's the U.S. Liberty, and I'm going to, on Veterans Day, I'm going to ask people to write to Ron Paul and the Liberty Committee and to all other legislators and fax them and telephone them. And the reason is the latest understandings that I have on the Universal National Service Act, not just the draft, and the bill is H.R. 163 in the House, and in the Senate it is 89. That's 163, H.R., and Senate 89.
Yeah, that's accurate. I have that in Police State 3. Universal draft for everybody, 18 to 49, for domestic service corps. Tito Howard, comments to what she's saying.
Well, I'm very interested in what the lady said. And the only chance to get the truth out against a very powerful force like the pro-Israeli lobby in this country is through radio programs, community access television, because the mainstream media just won't be nudged. We had a breakthrough meeting on Capitol Hill, followed by another meeting at an important group, the Exchange Club in the U.S. Senate, the mainstream newspapers have not picked it up. There should be op-ed pieces. There should be, debates. There should be all this stuff. But, we are so committed to the interests of Israel that we tend not to pay much attention to our own interests and what the tremendous cost
is. Well, on Veterans Day, we've got witnesses, high-level officers, saying Johnson said, "I don't care if they all die." That's wrong, folks. U.S. troops come first. And again, this is our own government carrying out Northwoods. Thanks for the call, Elizabeth.
And could I add one more thing?
Real quick, there's other callers.
All right, great. I think the rubber is meeting the road, that if we don't complain now, we are not going to have our liberties, because the only reason we will have any armed forces, it'll be to maintain internal order here as part of the UN peace force.
That's it. Thanks for the call. And notice the symbology. The USS Liberty attacked, and today we see government-sponsored terror being used as a way to attack our real liberties. It's out
Absolutely.
Of control.
Alex, that's why I named the film The Loss of Liberty, because it means both.
We're going to plug after this break real quick how to get the video again. Peter in Florida, you're on the air, and then Roger. That's it for calls. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Got a question for Howard. On the 15 hours after the attack, that none of our fleet out there went to help him or rescue him. I believe there was one Russian ship that pulled up and asked if they wanted assistance, and they
That's
said
right.
no.
That's correct.
Yeah. Was there any radio communication going on during that 15 hours, like calling for help or you know,
Well,
anything?
There was communication after the attack was finally called off at about 4:27. So it was a 2-hour and 15-minute attack. Roughly.
And, of course, those Russians wanted that secret transmission system.
Yeah, and yeah. Russian trawlers also tracked the Liberty all the way to Malta, hoping to get some papers or stuff float by them.
Maybe a status report on the condition of the ship so they would know how to play it out later or something. On May 14th, a bunch of admirals and went down to Washington, D.C. for a news conference to try to address the Congress to put the pressure on. Do you remember that?
May
yes.
14th?
Yeah, May 14th of last year, I think.
Oh, no, I know what that was. No, that was our announcement that the film was done and the formulation of the Liberty Alliance
okay.
with Moore as the chairman. That was done in the Army-Navy Club and well
Tell you
attended.
What, we got a break again. Do a few more minutes with Tito. Take a final call from Roger. Now I'm going to shift gears.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I have been on collagenate for 3 months now, and I've lost 40 pounds.
40 pounds in 3 months? Anne's another listener who took my advice and lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor.
I heard about collagenate through radio station. I've gone down about 3 dress sizes. I feel good. I have energy. I was really tired before. I didn't have a lot of energy, and I've got 3 kids, so it was kind of hard to keep up with them. But now I feel wonderful. I've had people notice quite a bit. They're coming up to me, and they're saying, what have you done? And just tell them I went on collagenate. I have been on collagenate for 3 months now, and I've lost 40 pounds.
Wow, 40 pounds. This was Anne's personal experience while taking Vim and Vigor's collagenate. Why don't you see what collagenate can do for you? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. You got to call now, 1-800-622-8446. Again, that's 1-800-622-THIN.
Americans, are you fed up with Big Brother watching you like a hawk? Have you ever asked yourself why you're being tracked, categorized, numbered, classified, registered, and licensed by the government? Would you like to make your assets vanish before the eyes of those who want to grab them, but still have them safe and sound? How about operating a business in a way that makes earnings tax-exempt? Maybe you'd like to be lawsuit-proof. Well, there is a way. And it protects your stuff from greedy lawyers, grasping relatives, and the government, especially the IRS. It's a unique instrument valid everywhere in the world where the right to contract is accepted, which has protected Americans for over 230 years and is specifically guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. You don't have to go offshore to do it either. This is safe, secure, and domestic. To get full details, and I do mean full details, get on the internet and go to either puretrust.com or puretrust.net. That's puretrust, one word, puretrust.com or puretrust.net. Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul tastes like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, U.S. blocks payout to Gulf War veterans. Bush administration has blocked compensation for U.S. soldiers captured and tortured during the first Gulf War, arguing the money is now needed for Iraq's reconstruction. That's from London Guardian. Also, mystery illness causing major U.S. troop casualties. Army orders mother of seven back to duty in Iraq. Not enough troops for Veterans Day parades today. Also, martial law to be declared in London. No one's allowed to protest Lord Bush when he comes to town. Plan for UN to run internet will be shelved, at least for now. That's good news. Jessica Lynch to be supposedly naked in Hustler magazine, so that's just classic. It's a lot of key stuff coming up here in about 5-10 minutes. I appreciate Tito Howard coming on. It's been an interesting show. We're going to have him back up with some of the officers involved in the whitewash that have now gone public because of their conscience, and some of the survivors later this week, Thursday or Friday. We should another 2 hours on it. But again, I'm no enemy of Israel, folks. I'm no enemy of Germany, of England, of the U.S. government. They're bad people carrying out acts of terror against their own citizens to blame it on foreign enemies as a pretext for war. You better start figuring this out, folks. That's what we're focusing on. Before we go to a final call, Tito, any other key points you want to add here?
Well, I think that we need to really harness the momentum coming out of these admirals and Navy JAG officers that have stepped up after all this time, and we need to give a very strong kept up the fight all these years.
That, according to an earlier caller, needed to go ahead and die.
Well, that's outrageous. I mean, people have been brainwashed, so they're very sympathetic to anything the Israelis do. And the comment about the evangelicals is unfortunately true. And I know some, and they're awfully good people, some very good citizens. But on this issue, it's very, very dangerous for the future of this country and Israel.
Well,
and
look,
certainly for Jerusalem.
Well, look, DynCorp, a U.S. company, nothing to do with Israel, got caught kidnapping 200,000 women and children, and along with the U.S. government and the U.N., and that's mainstream news. Then I cover what 60 Minutes has, Israel having these big slave brothels of kidnapped women and children. I've exposed Saudi Arabia, too. Why is it okay when I expose Saudi Arabia or Bosnia or DynCorp, but I talk about Israel? Oh, no, they can't do anything wrong.
I know. It's outrageous. It's like they're above the law, and that's what's happened here. We live in a society that's democratic and based on the rule of law, and we place the Israelis above the law. There's many instances and proofs of that, but I think the most blatant is the attack on the liberty.
Well, it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger says he loves Hitler, and the Simon Wiesenthal Center endorses him, and then you're a Nazi if you're against Nazis. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and put up with this. It's like when Israel said, we'll kill U.S. citizens without a trial in the U.S., and the FBI says, no comment. That's Reuters, folks.
It's absolutely bad. It's awful, really.
But it's the same thing with the liberty. But again, it's bigger than Israel, from all the evidence and the survivors and the people have agreed, you've agreed, that the U.S. government was orchestrating this. Final call, Roger in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, thanks, gentlemen. And, just before my real question, I just wanted to respond to Darren in this vein. And it seems to me if the purpose for Israel was just to disrupt the intelligence gathering ability and of course not assuming that would have been a valid objective in advancing Israel's interests, of course, that I'm guessing was accomplished a quarter of the way into the attack with no need to sink the ship otherwise. Is that a pretty valid surmise?
Well, no, that's true, but I mean there's a lot more to it than that. But I mean the assumption that the Israelis had to knock out the liberty for the ongoing war and the safety of Israel is just not true.
And I
the
think
war
it...
was over. The Israelis had won the war, but there were three reasons, in my view, that the Israelis attacked the liberty, and that there was some complicity with our government at the highest levels.
All right. Take it no one's ever argued that America would have been in a position of providing information to anyone other than Israel anyway.
Well, there is that, but I mean...
Well, go over the three reasons.
We would not do anything that would harm Israel's interests because we had agreed to the Israeli attack on Egypt because we had bought the Israeli argument that Nasser was the key to bringing communism to North Africa and the Middle East.
Well, also,
which
you've
was
got,
not true, but
Tito,
that was what was believed.
Tito, days before, you've got the messages to pull the ship out of there, and then those messages are rerouted, and then LBJ could have, any time he wanted to, called that ship back, but they didn't. They
did
had the planes all painted up. They covered up the insignias. The whole thing was a setup.
Yeah, no, it is outrageous, and it needs to be fully investigated. We don't call for an congressional investigation. It was taken away from the Navy in 67 by the political maneuverings of LBJ.
But go over the three points of why.
Okay,
you think
all right. In this order, the Israelis knew that they'd won the war by the 6th of June. The fly in the ointment for them taking the Golan Heights and all the West Bank was the Liberty. That was a very strong reason for the attack. They wanted to get it out of the way. If they could sink it, kill all the survivors, blame it on Egypt, then the second reason would come in. If you remember 11 years prior to that, under the cover of the Hungarian Revolution in 1956, the Israelis, with military and diplomatic help from the English and the French, attacked Egypt. The Israelis had gone all the way to the east bank of the canal. And the United States was not even involved in decision. We weren't even told about it, but Eisenhower was president. This was an election year, but he was furious. He sailed part of the 6th Fleet between English fleet and the Egyptian coastline to get the message, and he ordered the Israelis out of Sinai. They refused, and their propaganda machine kicked up here, but Eisenhower was a man of great courage, and he insisted that they get out, threatened to cut off all aid.
We're out of time. Obviously, sink the ship is a pretext to go into Egypt, expand the war.
Okay, yeah, but the argument here is, and it is very clear, is that in 1956 they were forced out of the Sinai because of world public opinion and American political pressure. Now, if the Liberty sank with the loss of all hands and it was blamed on Egypt, number one, it would have been believed. And number two, there wouldn't have been any world public opinion against, and there certainly wouldn't have been any American political pressure.
Well, that's
and the Israelis would still be in Sinai.
They'd still be in Sinai, and that's what Northwood says. It says by blowing up ships, it will cause a helpful wave of indignation to blame on our enemies. So we understand, and that is so central. So that's the two points. What's the third point?
Okay, now you have the three. Okay, now... You have to understand the situation of where everything was in 63. The Israelis wanted to build the Greater Israel, you know, the Golan Heights, Sinai, West Bank, and all of those things. And if they could bring the United States even into the war from a subjective sense of resupply and so on. So,
well, it's like the Lusitania.
Similar. And, you know, if one looks at all of the preparation that went into this, and we have to remember that this decision had to be made very high up at the time. Levi Eshkol was the prime minister.
And within an hour of the attack going, we already have LBJ knowing all the details.
And ordering us back, although nobody could know it was Israelis, so somebody here had to be involved, had to be people around LBJ.
I'll tell you what, Tito.
And Alex, just one other comment, if I might. We have to remember that at that time, you had Walter Rostow, who was chief of staff and chief security guy, a big Zionist, and his brother, Eugene Rostow, who later was head of American negotiations with the Russians on disarmament. Eugene Rostow was under Secretary of State and in charge of the Mideast desk in the State Department.
Okay, I gotta end it there. Thanks for the call, Roger. Tito Howard, you're going to be back on with some of the officers and some of the survivors. You can line up three or four of them if you want. You know, every 30 minutes, I want to have a different one on for about 2 hours.
Be great. I'm going to try and set it up for Thursday and Friday. I'm meeting with the admirals tomorrow.
Great.
And once I know how that's going, then I'll call Captain Boston. And,
well,
and we'll get you some people Thursday, Friday, Monday latest. But
okay.
We'll coordinate that with you. But call me, if you would, tomorrow evening or early Thursday morning.
Yeah, well, just go ahead when you talk to them, find out what's good for them. Go ahead and try to set them up for Thursday or Friday from noon central on, and we'll do 2 hours on it. And one more time, that mailing address for folks that want to get a copy of Loss of Liberty.
Okay, it's Box. At first, it's Liberty Alliance. This is the chairman's, Admiral Moore. It was sent to the Liberty Alliance, Box 663, Front Royal, two words, Virginia. That's the capital of the Shenandoah. Front Royal, Virginia, 22630. It's $25 for a single copy, $50 for three.
All right.
Make the check payable to Howard Films.
All right, Howard Films. Tito, thanks for coming on the show.
All right, thank you, Alex, for the opportunity.
You bet, I appreciate it. And if some of that sounded a little helter-skelter, folks, just it's so many facts, so many witnesses, so many documents, so many different angles here. But this is what I do. I expose government-sponsored terror. And our government clearly was operating under Operation Northwoods. It's exactly what's in there. The sniper attacks, the hijacked jets, all of it. Gulf of Tonkin. Hitler did it with attacking his own radio men on the Polish border and then blaming it on Poland. I mean, it's what these governments do. And I don't care what government you are. You start killing American citizens and killing our troops, I'm going to expose you. You killed Yitzhak Rabin. We expose that. They don't want the Jewish people being free. They don't want the Palestinians being free. The New World Order runs America. They run Israel. They run everybody. And they're a bunch of Satanists. They're not Jews. They're not Germans. They're not Easter bunnies. They're evil people. They're evil people. And we've got to come together and say no to this. And on Veteran Day, on Veterans Day of all days, to have somebody who sounded like a nice guy, believing he was saying the right thing, he didn't sound like a bad person, going, well, this just had to happen to our troops. It's sick. It's insane. It's nuts. I appreciate her holding the last 12 minutes. And then in the final segment, I'm going to hit some really key news stuff about what's happening to veterans right now. But before we do that, Debbie, thanks for holding. New Millennium Concepts. If folks believe in what we're doing, they should, number one, stop poisoning themselves with the water. Number two, this supports the broadcast. Debbie, you got some new specials, holiday specials for us on the water filters.
I do. How are you doing, Alex?
Pretty good.
Good. We have two different sets of specials. One is the holiday special, and then we have the November special. The holiday special will go through Christmas, you know, probably through the New Year. And then the November special will just be from now until the end of the month. Let me go over the November special first. It's really good because people have been waiting for this for a long time. We now have a huge supply of the PF2 fluoride reduction elements that work in conjunction with the black Berkey filters to take out the fluoride from the water. So what we're doing is we're giving them away for free. If someone buys a Berkey light with the lights, whether they want to get white lights or blue lights, doesn't matter, they actually get the set of PF2 fluoride reduction filters absolutely free, which they're normally $49. And a lot of people have been waiting to get those fluoride filters, so now we're making it available. If they don't want the fluoride filters, but they still want to get in on a good deal, then we've got the Berkey light with the lights, and they can get an extra set of the black Berkey elements for half price, which is normally $96, and they'll get it for $48. So both of those November specials are good ones to get into now while the going's good.
Again, this is a top-of-the-line filtration system with the added post-filter to knock out the fluoride and some of the stuff that all the other filters don't cut out, folks. This is an amazing system, a great value. You need to take advantage of it. If you already have a big Berkey or you want replacement elements for it, the new black Berkey element, or you want to give it as a gift to family, the water is just full of hormones and Prozac and herbicide and pesticide and dead bacteria. Stop drinking it. I was talking to my uncle this weekend. We went to, of course, a funeral for my grandmother, and he said, Alex, he goes, I drink out of a water filter and you know, a Berkey. And he said, after drinking tap water, I mean, it tastes like poison. Folks, you don't know what you're drinking until you've been drinking clean water for a while and you try to go back on tap water. Give Debbie a call. This is one of the best deals I've seen in a while. A Berkey light, that's the big high quality, simple to put together. It takes a couple minutes. Gravity fed filter system with built-in emergency lights that run for 2 weeks off the batteries. You can also buy a little solar charger to plug in that'll charge up the batteries, then they'll run for 2 weeks again. You've got you know, this great survival buoy, basically, is what this gravity fed filter is, with the best filters you can imagine in there. On top of it, the post filters that cut out the fluoride and a couple other nasty things, so you get the cleanest water really possible. This is so important to make this call and to take advantage of this and to take control of your lives and stop drinking the poison. Folks can call Debbie right now at 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. Anything else, Debbie?
Well, we do have the holiday special, and, you know, anyone can call me if they need to review what they are. But we do have some really good, you know, buy four and get a discount, buy five, get a discount of the Berkey Sport bottles for $99. You can get five of the generic, or you can mix and match with potassium iodate, and you can get 10 or 12 of each. So,
and these,
you know,
are portable mini filters that cut out a lot of the garbage, not everything like the big filter.
Yes, that's right. Then they're real handy. Take everywhere. You know, take them while you're out shopping. Take them when you go to work, and that way you have good water everywhere.
It's great for the grandchildren. A great gift, folks. 1 888 803-4438. How many gallons in its lifetime will a sport Berkey do?
Actually, I've never figured out how many gallons, but it does up to 640 refills of city water. So, I mean, 640 refills of 22 ounces. If you bought a bottle of water at the store for a dollar a bottle, you know, when you're on the go,
it costs you
$640.
Yeah,
I mean, it's such an incredible savings. And they're really handy. You just take them everywhere. I was at a thing Saturday at a school doing a little trade show thing with my girlfriend, and I had my sport Berkey with me, and one of the teachers had mentioned that her son was over somewhere where she wasn't allowed to know because he was a SEAL, and we were talking about water and things, so I gave her my sport bottle. I said, would you please just mail this to him? That would bless me so much.
Yeah, the U.S. government won't give them filters. They make Halliburton truck it in because they make more money off of it. 888-803-4438. Yeah, send some to the troops. Thanks, Debbie. Final comments, final news, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water, normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We put a little 10-minute compilation from Police State 3 Total Enslavement on InfoWars.com for free. If you want to download it, email it out to friends, mirror the video on your website. Folks won't know about the USS Liberty. They won't know about the Bushes funding Hitler. They won't know about the woman that claimed that Bush raped her being shot in the head a couple weeks ago, now in the Houston Chronicle. They won't know about Barbara Bush threatening that if anybody talks bad about my family, they're dead. They won't know about it unless you spread the word about InfoWars.com, about the videos, about what we're doing to fight the globalists and government-sponsored terror, no matter who carries it out. Get my new video, Matrix of Evil. Get 911 Road to Tyranny, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. To get the videos, are $25.95 a piece. Order three or more, they drop down to $20 a piece. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And your purchase does support this show and makes guests like you just heard possible so millions can hear the truth. Oh, man, there is so much news here. Look at this. Ludicrous EU official ready to ban yogurt. Officials at the European Commission are preparing to ban yogurt from Britain because it does not conform to their definition of a standardized Euro pudding. Another article here, they're talking about bringing in for questioning, possibly indicting a bishop because he said that people could reform themselves and not be homosexual. That is a thought crime. Talk about 1984. This is out of the London Guardian here, folks. Also, U.S. blocks payout to Gulf War veterans, London Guardian. The Bush administration has blocked compensation for U.S. soldiers captured and tortured during the first Gulf War, arguing that money was now needed for Iraq's reconstruction, veterans lawyers said yesterday. Well, I guess, you know, the troops are traitors if they ask for their money. Again, they're traitors if they don't, take their shirts off so enemy troops can shoot them easier. You know, this is the new patriotism. A mystery illness causing major U.S. casualties in Iraq. American Free Press. The overwhelming majority of soldiers sent home from recovery from current Persian Gulf War were not injured in combat, but probably by a doctor's needle, and it gets into details of that. We're going to have James Tucker on about that. Army orders a woman of mother of seven back to duty in Iraq, despite the fact she may lose custody of her children because her husband's in the military, too. They say they don't care. He's been ordered back on that plane and in flying out of the country. Another article here out of the Washington Post, not enough troops for Veterans Day parades, even as thousands of U.S. troops are stationed in war zones abroad, 160 countries. Plans for Veterans Day parades across the country are being scaled back or scrapped. No problem. Not enough troops, tanks or Humvees to wow the patriotic crowds with a large number of active and reserve units called up. A lot of them would normally be available, but they're not available. See how serious this is? And they are basically declaring martial law for 3 days in London. When Bush travels there, you're not going to be allowed to protest in most of the city. And again, they'd like to do that here. It could be like Mexico where they don't allow protest. Also, a plan for UN to run the internet will be shelved. Financial Times of London, an attempt by developing countries to put management of the internet under the United Nations auspices, is likely to be shelved at next month's World Information Summit in Geneva. But the issue is now firmly on the international agenda, summit sources say. And that's taxation of the net. They already control the IP addresses. Jessica's Hustled, a skin mag, claimed yesterday it has pictures of Iraq POW Jessica Lynch frolicking topless with male soldiers before she went off to war. And spokesman for the 20-year-old Army private, the subject of Sunday's TV movie. Leave it to a hustler, Larry Flint, to do something like this, said Paul Bogards of Alfred Crump Publisher, I am a soldier. Boy, we're out of time. Jets within minutes intercepted a plane that strayed close to D.C. in the White House. Why were they told to stand down for over an hour on September 11th? This is out of the Associated Press. We're out of time, folks. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central during the day, and, of course, here at night, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. And don't forget that new clip of Police State 3 for free, 10 minutes long, is on Infowars.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere.